AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket has left the Capitol. There was a private memorial for Ginsburg, who died last week. This is Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt.
As a lawyer, she won equality for women and men, not in one swift victory, but brick by brick, case by case, through meticulous, careful lawyering. She changed the course of American law.
Female lawmakers lined the Capitol steps as Ginsburg's casket was brought out and stood waving goodbye as the hearse departed. Attorneys representing Breonna Taylor say they want to see what the grand jury saw in deciding no charges would be filed against the Louisville police officers in Kentucky involved in Taylor's death. Her aunt read a note from Breonna Taylor's mother questioning the motives of the Kentucky Attorney General, Daniel Cameron.
What I had hoped is that he knew he had the power to do the right thing, that he had the power to start the healing of this city, that he had the power to help mend over 400 years of oppression. What he helped me realize is that it will always be us against them.
Leisha Brooks with the Southern Poverty Law Center says you can talk about injustice.
What we would love to be able to do is work together to create new justice systems. Systems that work for systems that will prevent the killing of African-American people, especially by law enforcement.
In Doral, Florida, President Trump is trying to chip away at Latino support of Democrats.
Joe Biden has spent 47 years selling out to the, you know, different interests in Washington. It's really sad. He sold out the Hispanic American community, sending your jobs to China, making your communities less safe.
A federal appeals court revived a challenge in the House of the president's use of Defense Department money to build the Mexico border wall. This is AP News. Local lockdowns are in place in many places in Britain.
The council leader in the northern England city of Leeds says people will be barred from meeting members of other households indoors or in backyards. The measure affects more than 750,000 people. Meanwhile, London, home to almost 9 million people, is being labelled an area of concern. That means that if infection rates rise, it could also face new restrictions. The Office for National Statistics estimates there were about 9,600 new infections a day in England last week, a 60% increase from the week before. Charles de Ledesma, London.
His office says Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and his wife have tested positive for the coronavirus. The governor showed no symptoms, his wife only mild symptoms. Northam and his wife plan to isolate for the next 10 days in Virginia while working remotely. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.